Women Who Run With the Wolves. By Clarissa Pinkola Estes. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: Women Who Run With the Wolves by Clarissa Pinkola Estes is a book that explores the instinctual nature of women. It draws on folklore, mythology, and personal experience to explore how women can reclaim their wildness and use it as a source of power in their lives. The book argues that society has suppressed the natural instincts of women, leading them to feel disconnected from themselves and others. By reconnecting with these instincts, however, they can find strength and joy in life. The book begins by discussing what Estes calls the wild woman, a woman who is connected to her primal self and able to access her intuition. She then goes on to discuss how this connection has been lost over time due to societal pressures such as patriarchy or religious dogma. To help readers reconnect with their inner wild woman, she provides stories from various cultures around the world about female archetypes such as La Loba, the wolf woman, or La Curandera, the healer. These stories are meant to provide insight into our own lives so we can better understand our true selves. Estes also discusses topics such as depression, anger management, creativity blocks, relationships issues, etc., all through the lens of understanding one's inner wild woman. She encourages readers not only to accept but also embrace their instinctual nature in order for them to be more fulfilled in life. Throughout the book, she emphasizes that each woman must take responsibility for herself if she wants to make changes in her life. In conclusion, Women Who Run With the Wolves is an inspiring read for any woman looking for guidance on how best connect with her primal self while still living within modern society's constraints. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Women must reconnect with their wild nature in order to live a fulfilling life. Women must reconnect with their wild nature in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This reconnection requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Main idea number 2. Women must learn to trust their intuition. Women must learn to trust their intuition and inner wisdom in order to make decisions that are in alignment with their true nature. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Main idea number 3. Women must learn to embrace their inner darkness. Women must learn to embrace their inner darkness in order to access their true power. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Main idea number 4. Women must learn to embrace their inner strength. Women must learn to embrace their inner strength in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Main idea number 5. Women must learn to embrace their inner power. Women must learn to embrace their inner power in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Main idea number 6. Women must learn to embrace their inner wisdom. Women must learn to embrace their inner wisdom in order to make decisions that are in alignment with their true nature. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Main idea number 7. Women must learn to embrace their inner creativity. Women must learn to embrace their inner creativity in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Main idea number 8. Women must learn to embrace their inner beauty. Women must learn to embrace their inner beauty in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Main idea number 9. Women must learn to embrace their inner wildness. Women must learn to embrace their inner wildness in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Main idea number 10. Women must learn to embrace their inner voice. Women must learn to embrace their inner voice in order to make decisions that are in alignment with their true nature. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Main idea number 11. Women must learn to embrace their inner courage. Women must learn to embrace their inner courage in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Main idea number 12. Women must learn to embrace their inner truth. Women must learn to embrace their inner truth in order to make decisions that are in alignment with their true nature. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Main idea number 13. Women must learn to embrace their inner freedom. Women must learn to embrace their inner freedom in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Main idea number 14. Women must learn to embrace their inner resilience. Women must learn to embrace their inner resilience in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Main idea number 15. Women must learn to embrace their inner compassion. Women must learn to embrace their inner compassion in order to make decisions that are in alignment with their true nature. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Main idea number 16. Women must learn to embrace their inner joy. Women must learn to embrace their inner joy in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Main idea number 17. Women must learn to embrace their inner strength and vulnerability. Women must learn to embrace both their inner strength and vulnerability in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Main idea number 18. Women must learn to embrace their inner mysteries. Women must learn to embrace their inner mysteries in order to make decisions that are in alignment with their true nature. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Main idea number 19. Women must learn to embrace their inner shadows. Women must learn to embrace their inner shadows in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Main idea number 20. Women must learn to embrace their inner wildness and reclaim their power. Women must learn to embrace their inner wildness and reclaim their power in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Women must reconnect with their wild nature in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This reconnection requires an understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, which can be found deep within each woman's soul. It is essential for women to embrace this wildness within themselves, as it is part of who they are at their core. By doing so, women will gain access to a powerful source of energy that can help them create meaningful lives. In her book Women Who Run with the Wolves, Clarissa Pinkola Estes encourages women to explore their inner wilderness by engaging in activities such as dreamwork, storytelling, ritual work, and creative expression. These practices allow us to tap into our intuition and uncover hidden truths about ourselves that may have been buried beneath layers of societal conditioning or trauma. Through these activities, we can learn how to trust our instincts more deeply and reclaim our power. By connecting with our wild nature, we open ourselves up to new possibilities for living a fulfilling life full of passion and purpose. We become more connected with ourselves on a deeper level, allowing us to make decisions from an empowered place rather than one based on fear or insecurity. Reconnecting with our wild nature also helps us cultivate greater self-love and acceptance, enabling us to move through life with grace and confidence. Main idea number 2. Women must learn to trust their intuition and inner wisdom in order to make decisions that are in alignment with their true nature. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Women have an innate ability to sense danger or potential opportunities before they can be seen by others, but this power is often overlooked or ignored due to societal pressures. By learning how to listen deeply within themselves, women can tap into their own unique source of knowledge and guidance. In order for women to truly trust their intuition, they must first cultivate self-awareness and self-love. They need time alone away from external influences so that they can connect with their deepest desires without judgment or fear. Once this connection has been established, it becomes easier for them to recognize when something feels right or wrong on an instinctive level. With practice, trusting one's intuition will become second nature. Trusting one's intuition is not only beneficial for making decisions, it also helps us stay connected with our authentic selves, which leads us towards greater fulfillment in life. When we allow ourselves the freedom to follow our instincts instead of conforming to what society expects from us, we open up new possibilities that may otherwise remain hidden. Main idea number 3. Women must learn to embrace their inner darkness in order to access their true power. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Women must be willing to explore the depths of their own shadows, those parts that are often hidden away or denied due to fear or shame. By doing so, they can gain insight into what drives them and how they can use this knowledge for personal growth. The journey towards embracing one's inner darkness is not an easy one. It requires courage and strength, as well as patience and compassion. It also involves facing difficult truths about oneself that may have been buried beneath layers of self-protection or denial. But by taking this journey, women can discover new sources of strength, creativity, passion, and resilience. Ultimately, learning to embrace our inner darkness allows us to become more fully ourselves, to accept all aspects of who we are without judgment or fear. In doing so, we open ourselves up to greater possibilities for transformation, both personally and collectively. Main idea number 4. Women must learn to embrace their inner strength in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Women must recognize that they possess an innate power that can be used for good or ill, depending on how it is channeled. They must also understand that this power comes from within themselves, not from external sources such as men or society. In order to fully tap into their inner strength, women need to cultivate self-awareness and self-love. This means taking time out for reflection and introspection so they can gain insight into who they are at their core. It also involves learning how to trust one's own instincts rather than relying solely on outside advice or opinions. Once women have embraced their inner strength, they will find themselves better equipped to handle life's challenges with grace and courage. They will become more confident in making decisions based on what feels right for them instead of trying to please others or conform to societal expectations. Ultimately, embracing one's inner strength leads towards greater freedom, the freedom to be true oneself without fear or judgment. Main idea number 5. Women must learn to embrace their inner power in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Women must recognize that they possess an innate strength that can be used for good, both for themselves and those around them. They should strive to tap into this power by exploring their passions, developing self-awareness, cultivating courage, and learning how to trust their intuition. In doing so, women will gain greater insight into who they are as individuals, their strengths, weaknesses, desires, and become more confident in expressing these qualities authentically. Additionally, embracing one's inner power can help women create meaningful relationships with others based on mutual respect and understanding. Ultimately, it is through recognizing our own unique gifts that we can find true joy in life. Main idea number 6. Women must learn to embrace their inner wisdom in order to make decisions that are in alignment with their true nature. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Women can do this by taking time for self-reflection, exploring their own feelings and desires, and listening deeply to what they hear from within. By doing so, women can gain insight into how best to live authentically according to their own values. This process also involves learning how to trust one's intuition when making decisions. Intuition is an important part of being able to access our inner wisdom. It allows us to tap into our deepest knowing without relying on external sources or influences. When we listen closely enough, we can often sense which direction is right for us, even if it may not be easy or popular. Finally, embracing one's inner wisdom means having faith in oneself even when faced with difficult choices or uncertain outcomes. It takes courage and strength of character, but ultimately leads us closer towards living an empowered life that is true to ourselves. Main idea number 7. Women must learn to embrace their inner creativity in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Women can do this by exploring their creative outlets such as writing, painting, music, dance, or any other form that speaks to them. By engaging with these activities, they will be able to tap into their own unique source of inspiration and discover new ways of expressing themselves. In addition, women should also strive for self-awareness through meditation or journaling. These practices help us gain insight into our thoughts and feelings so we can better understand ourselves on an emotional level. Through this process, we can begin to recognize our strengths and weaknesses while developing greater confidence in who we are. Finally, it is important for women to remember that embracing their inner creativity does not mean abandoning all sense of practicality or responsibility. Rather, it means finding balance between both worlds, allowing yourself time for creative pursuits while still attending to your daily obligations. Main idea number 8. Women must learn to embrace their inner beauty in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Women must recognize that they are powerful beings capable of creating positive change in their lives, as well as those around them. They should strive to cultivate self-love, self-acceptance, and an appreciation for all that makes them unique. In order to do this, women need to take time for themselves. Engaging in activities such as meditation or journaling can help bring clarity on what is truly important. Additionally, it is essential for women to surround themselves with supportive people who will encourage them on their journey towards embracing their inner beauty. Finally, it is important for women not only accept but also celebrate all aspects of themselves, both light and dark, so that they may fully embody their true selves. Main idea number 9. Women must learn to embrace their inner wildness in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to explore these parts of ourselves that are often hidden away or suppressed. By embracing our inner wildness, we can tap into our creative potential, access our intuition more deeply, and find greater freedom in expressing ourselves authentically. This journey is not always easy, it may require us to confront fears or doubts about who we truly are. But by allowing ourselves to be vulnerable enough to explore this part of ourselves, we can gain insight into what makes us unique as individuals. We can also discover new ways of being that bring out the best in us, ways that allow us to express our true selves without fear or shame. By learning how to embrace our inner wildness, we open up possibilities for living with greater joy and satisfaction. We become more connected with nature's rhythms and cycles, which helps us feel grounded in the present moment. We also become better able to recognize when something isn't right for us, and take action accordingly. Main idea number 10. Women must learn to embrace their inner voice in order to make decisions that are in alignment with their true nature. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Women must be willing to listen deeply to what is being communicated from within, even if it goes against societal norms or expectations. It is only through this process that women can truly understand themselves and make choices that honor who they are at their core. In order for women to fully access this inner wisdom, they need time alone away from external influences so they can connect with their own truth. They also need space for self-reflection and contemplation so they can gain clarity on how best to move forward in life. By taking these steps, women will be able to trust themselves more deeply and have greater confidence when making decisions. Ultimately, embracing one's inner voice is an act of courage as it involves trusting oneself enough to go against the grain of society's expectations. But by doing so, women will find freedom from outside pressures and discover a deeper sense of purpose in life. Main idea number 11. Women must learn to embrace their inner courage in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Women must be willing to take risks, trust their intuition, and have faith that they can handle whatever comes their way. They must also be open to learning from mistakes, as well as celebrating successes. In order for women to truly tap into this inner strength, it is important for them to create space for self-reflection and exploration. This could include activities such as journaling or meditation, which allow one time away from external distractions so that they can connect with themselves on a deeper level. Additionally, engaging in meaningful conversations with other women who are on similar journeys can help provide support and guidance. Ultimately, embracing one's inner courage is an ongoing process that requires patience and dedication. It may not always feel easy, but by taking small steps each day towards cultivating this strength within oneself will lead towards greater personal growth over time. Main idea number 12. Women must learn to embrace their inner truth in order to make decisions that are in alignment with their true nature. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to accept and explore these parts of ourselves. We must be willing to look within, uncovering our deepest desires, fears, dreams, and passions. It is only through this process that we can truly understand who we are at our core. We must also be open to embracing the wildness within us, allowing ourselves permission to express our emotions freely without fear or judgment. By doing so, we can begin to tap into an ancient wisdom that has been passed down from generation to generation since time immemorial. This knowledge will help guide us on our journey towards self-discovery and personal growth. By learning how to embrace our inner truth, we can become empowered individuals who live life authentically according to what resonates most deeply within us. We can create lives filled with joy, purpose, love, abundance, all while staying true to ourselves. Main idea number 13. Women must learn to embrace their inner freedom in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Women must be willing to explore their own unique gifts, talents, passions, desires, dreams, and visions without fear or judgment from others. They must also be open to learning new skills that will help them express themselves more fully. In doing so, they can create an environment where they feel safe enough to take risks and make mistakes without feeling ashamed or embarrassed. By embracing their inner freedom, women can become empowered with self-confidence, which will enable them to pursue whatever goals they set for themselves with courage and determination. This journey towards self-discovery is not always easy, but it is necessary if women are going to reach their full potential as individuals who are capable of making meaningful contributions in society. It is only through this process that women can truly understand what it means for them personally when they say, "I am free." Main idea number 14. Women must learn to embrace their inner resilience in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires an understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, which can be difficult for many women to access. It is important for women to recognize that these qualities are not only natural but also essential components of being female. By embracing our wildness within, we can tap into a source of strength and courage that will help us navigate through life's challenges with grace and confidence. In Women Who Run with the Wolves by Clarissa Pinkola Estes, she encourages women to reconnect with their primal instincts as a way to reclaim their power. She believes that when we understand our own unique gifts, strengths, and weaknesses, and accept them, we become more resilient in times of difficulty or adversity. We gain insight into how best to use our energy so that it serves us rather than depletes us. By learning how to embrace our inner resilience, we can create meaningful lives filled with purposeful action. We can find ways to express ourselves authentically without fear or shame, take risks knowing that failure is part of growth, trust ourselves enough not be swayed by external pressures, make decisions based on what feels right for us, and ultimately lead fulfilling lives full of joy. Main idea number 15. Women must learn to embrace their inner compassion in order to make decisions that are in alignment with their true nature. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Women can do this by taking time for self-reflection, exploring their emotions, and connecting with their intuition. They should also strive to cultivate an attitude of acceptance towards themselves and others, as well as learning how to express themselves authentically. By embracing our inner compassion, we can become more aware of our needs and desires, allowing us to make choices that honor them. We can also develop greater empathy for ourselves and those around us, which will help us create meaningful relationships based on mutual respect. Finally, when we tap into our compassionate side, it allows us to be more open-minded about different perspectives, which helps foster creativity. Main idea number 16. Women must learn to embrace their inner joy in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Women must be willing to explore their own unique gifts, passions, desires, strengths, weaknesses, fears, and dreams. They must also be open to learning from other women who have gone before them on this journey. In doing so, they can discover what brings them true happiness and contentment. By embracing their inner joy, they can create an environment that is conducive for growth both personally and professionally. Through self-reflection, they can gain insight into how best to use their talents in service of others as well as themselves. By connecting with their inner joy, women are able to tap into an energy source that will help them manifest positive change in all areas of life, relationships, career choices, health decisions, etc. It is only when we truly understand our own power that we are able to make meaningful changes in our lives. Main idea number 17. Women must learn to embrace both their inner strength and vulnerability in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Women must recognize that they are capable of great power, but also understand that this power is balanced by an equally strong capacity for tenderness, compassion, and vulnerability. In embracing both these qualities within themselves, women can find true liberation from societal expectations or limitations. They can become more fully aware of their own unique gifts as well as those shared with other women around them. By learning to accept all parts of themselves, including their strengths and weaknesses, women can create meaningful lives filled with purposeful action. Ultimately, it is only through embracing our inner strength and vulnerability that we can truly come into our own power as individuals. We must be willing to take risks in order to grow beyond what we think is possible for ourselves. Only then will we discover our true potential. Main idea number 18. Women must learn to embrace their inner mysteries in order to make decisions that are in alignment with their true nature. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to explore the unknown within. Women must be willing to look beyond societal expectations and cultural norms, and instead focus on what is truly meaningful for them as individuals. This means being open to exploring one's own unique gifts, talents, passions, desires, fears, dreams, and values. It also involves learning how to trust oneself enough to take risks when necessary, even if it means going against conventional wisdom or popular opinion. By embracing our inner mysteries, we can gain insight into who we really are at our core, allowing us to live more authentically. Ultimately, this process helps us become more self-aware so that we can make choices that honor our deepest truth rather than simply following external pressures or influences. When women learn how to embrace their inner mysteries, they become empowered with an unshakable sense of self-confidence, which allows them to create lives filled with purposeful meaning. Main idea number 19. Women must learn to embrace their inner shadows in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to accept all parts of ourselves, both light and dark. By embracing our inner shadows, we can gain insight into our true nature, allowing us to make decisions that are more aligned with our authentic selves. This process is not easy, it takes courage and commitment. We must be willing to confront our fears, doubts, and insecurities head-on. It also requires an openness to explore new ways of being that may challenge traditional gender roles or societal expectations. But by doing so, we can create space for growth and transformation. Ultimately, learning how to embrace our inner shadows is essential for living an empowered life full of purpose and meaning. When we do this work from a place of love rather than fear or judgment, we open ourselves up to greater self-awareness, which leads us closer towards becoming who we truly are meant to be. Main idea number 20. Women must learn to embrace their inner wildness and reclaim their power in order to live a life of joy and fulfillment. This requires a deep understanding of the instinctual and intuitive aspects of the feminine psyche, and a willingness to embrace the wildness within. Women must be willing to explore their own unique gifts, passions, desires, strengths, weaknesses, fears, dreams, and visions. They must also be open to learning from other women who have gone before them on this journey. In doing so, they can begin to understand how these elements are connected with each other as well as with the larger world around them. By embracing their inner wildness, they can tap into an ancient source of wisdom that has been suppressed for too long. Through this process, they will gain access to powerful tools that will help them create meaningful lives filled with purpose. Reclaiming one's power is not easy, but it is essential if women are going to take back control over their lives and make positive changes in society at large. It requires courage and strength, but it also brings great rewards: freedom from fear-based thinking, increased self-confidence, greater clarity about what matters most, deeper connection with oneself, more fulfilling relationships, improved physical health, spiritual growth, creative expression, the list goes on. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.